Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the original trivia game, now trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Andy, and the second best blue eyes in San Francisco, a.k.a. Lil' Croy Poppy himself, a.k.a. my fellow Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the current three-time reigning champ of Kind of Feudy, Tim Geddes.
I feel good. I feel like we're going to make it four. The four-peat is what
they're going to retain that championship.
Mm-hmm.
A shot.
Greg, do you believe it?
No. It's just like a horse, man. They can't stand when they get four. I take that horse, if you know what I'm saying, Tim, eat it up.
Take that horse.
Can't stand if you give him four.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Think about it. You'll get there.
Maybe,
not ever.
I'll think that real hard. The rules to Kind of Feudy, of course, are simple. I've surveyed over 1,500 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I'm narrowed down to five answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open-world RPG. If Greg says Skyrim and it's number one, they'll net him 50 points. If Tim says The Witcher and that's number two, they'll net him 40 points. If Andy says Fallout 3 and that's number three, they'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of two guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after five rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's start off with number one. Name the one Smash Brothers Ultimate character you would recruit to fight against the rest of the roster. Name the one Smash Brothers Ultimate character you would recruit to fight against the rest of the roster. We're going to start off with our current champion, Tim Geddes.
Goku. Fight off the rest of them.
Goku.
Oh, man.
Goku.
Sephiroth.
Damn. Great. This guy's good.
Tim says Sephiroth. Sephiroth is our 40-point answer. Yes.
Wow, I'm fucked in this category. I was definitely like, there's no way that idiot's on there.
Number 40, fucking
40
idiot.
Point, okay.
Next up, we got Andy Cortez.
I'm going to go Blessing Adio Jr. with Ganondorf.
Mm.
Andy says Ganondorf.
I also would say not a chance on the list.
Ganondorf is not on the list.
That sound.
Greg Miller.
Bring, bring. Solid Snake.
Greg's a Solid Snake. Solid Snake is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Soldier, you know.
We're back to you.
Otacon.
Falcon. Captain Falcon.
If that motherfucker's on the list, if a race car driver's on the list, and not a goddamn fucking mythical being.
He's
evil
a fucking
beast.
Shadow clone of Captain Falcon. Give him his own moveset. He
transforms into a big monster.
Tim says Captain Falcon. Captain Falcon is not
what?
On the
Fuck!
List.
That was 50, baby. Damn it.
Andy Cortez, we're back to you.
Fuck.
Goku.
Goku. Cloud.
Andy says Cloud. Cloud is our 10-point answer.
Ah,
that's okay. You're on the board. That's good.
What is the 50?
Mario.
Greg says Mario.
Woo-hoo! Mario.
Mario is not on the list. At 20 points, you would have guessed Link.
I was going to guess Link after.
That fucking loser, Grant.
At 30 points,
he
would have
dying. He keeps dying, and there's a different Link every time. You know what I mean?
But I think it's like natural causes. Like, he's dying to time. he's
Mario
not getting killed
dies.
In every game.
Mario's throwing fireballs, got a cape on.
Turtle.
It's nude at one point.
Tanuki.
He does
remember
get nude
nip?
At one point.
Remember
yeah.
Nipgate?
Yeah.
At 30 points, you would guess Samus. Samus.
Yeah, I like the respect.
She could turn into a ball, go up your butthole, come out, expand.
Expand.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. Just like Ant-Man. And then at 50 points, you would have guessed Kirby. Kirby was 50 the 50-point answer.
Oh, you know what? He's the,
blow.
Yeah, makes
the most popular Smash Brother.
He was the
most powerful.
The last one left for...
I forgot about the lore.
They made games
World of
because
Spirits.
Of his appearance in the Smash Brothers games, you know?
There you go.
He was invented for Smash Brothers and then went off and got a whole bunch of games.
Nice
like
spin-off.
Kirby's Deluxe and Kirby... Time.
Triple Forgotten Land. Yeah. The one where he was
Kirby gone. And the Golden Corral Buffet.
That sounds like a game.
With that, Andy got 10 points with Cloud. Tim got 40 points with Sephiroth. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, after the first round, Greg is in third place with 0 points on the board. In second place is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 10 points. And leading the first round after a three-peat, can he continue it? Is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 40 points? It's still anybody's game.
Anybody's game.
Anybody's game. Round number two. Name a game known for its user-created mods. Name a game known for its user-created mods. Greg Miller. He takes off the glasses. He leans in.
Well, it's like, you know, I gotta, is this, do I go with where I would go, or do I go with, like, what historically
mod
would
nation.
Be? Yeah. Hey, don't joke. That's probably on the goddamn list.
It might be.
Freebie right there. I'm gonna say Little Big Planet.
Greg says Little Big Planet. Little Big Planet is not on the list. Yeah. Andy
Who's
Cortez.
Sack boy now?
Skyrim.
Andy says Skyrim.
Number one.
That is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Tim motherfucking Geddes.
Fallout.
Good answer.
Good Tim answer. Says Fallout. Fallout is our 30-point answer, and that's going to be any Fallout. I have that as Fallout in parentheses, any. Because I was about to ask you which one.
Yeah, no, I
took contingency plans answers. On that one. And we're back to Greg Miller. Name a game known for its user-created mods.
GTA.
That's good, bro.
Excellent answer.
Greg.
Really
not
good.
Not going to be on the list. Watch.
Says GTA.
40.
GTA is not on the list.
Whoa.
I knew it.
That's BS.
Wow.
That's a bunch of BS. Think about like fucking Sonic running down the street and shit, you know?
Think about it.
Think about
think
it.
About it.
Fucking think about second. It. Chat.
Think about it. Andy Cortez.
Shit, well, if that's on the list, I feel like I'm kind of just at a loss for words now. I'll go with Elden Ring.
Andy says Elden Ring. Elden Ring is not on the list. Tim Geddes, your final answer.
I'm going to Tim Geddes this. I'm going to do an answer that's a good fucking answer that I don't think will be there.
Oh.
Because y'all aren't respectful.
I love when he stands his ground, Andy.
I'm standing my ground.
He's standing.
I'm ahead enough that I'm comfortable here. I'm going to say Half-Life.
Tim says Half-Life. Half-Life is our 10-point answer.
Fuck yeah. I'll Pretty take good. The points.
Pretty is good. Team Fortress on there? Because I was thinking Team Fortress.
How about Dark Souls?
Team Fortress isn't on there. Dark Souls isn't on there. At Gary's 20 mod? Points, Gary's Mod. Yeah. Gary's Mod was our 20-point answer. Then at 40 points, Minecraft. Minecraft.
Yeah.
Never seen one, but I assume you can mod that game.
You can mod it like crazy.
You get like crazy
you can build
good
stuff.
Visuals.
You know, you can make redstones.
Yeah. They added like ray tracing. Shit. Yeah, you can craft some mines in there.
Shaders.
They have Nathan.
The shaders are incredible. I did the RT reality show thing in there. And the mod, first of all, they had me download hella mods for it to make that shit shine. But then also, God, that game looks good.
Yeah.
That game looked real good. With that, though, at 10 points, Tim guessed Half-Life. Tim also guessed Fallout for 30 points. Andy guessed Skyrim for 50 points. Barrett, what's the current score?
After the second round, Greg Miller is still in third place. No points on the board.
He Goose
took
egg.
A little bit too much of a vacation, so he's rusty.
Rusties.
Rusties.
Rusties nuts.
God.
I'm sorry. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry.
I love that there wasn't even a segue to it. He just fucking went for it.
In second place with 60 points is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez, and still in first place is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 80 points. Can he still hold first place after the third round?
Guy's on a run, bro.
Tim, how are you feeling right now? Do you feel like you got this in the bag?
Jordan with a three-peat,
dude. I feel a little lightheaded, actually. You know?
Yeah. It's from all the LaCroix. Round number three. Name a game franchise that lets you pilot an airplane. Name a game franchise that lets you pilot an airplane. Greg Miller.
Microsoft Flight Sim.
Greg says Microsoft Flight Simulator. Microsoft Flight Simulator is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
Thank you.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
Well, the word is in the name of the game, so this better fucking be on it. Pilot Wings.
Andy says Pilot Wings. Pilot Wings is our 20-point answer.
Okay.
Nice. Wow. Nice job. Thank nice you. Job.
Tim Geddes.
Goku.
You know, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that was on my short list. Good job.
Tim says Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is our 40-point answer.
Dodo, so, baby. Let's Great go.
Job. Great job.
We're back to Greg Miller.
It's one of those that I think there's an argument that he never actually does fly a plane, but I'm going to say Star Fox. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Hey.
He's there's space
in the R-Wing, but yeah, I get it.
Greg says Star Fox. Star Fox is not on the list.
Yes, I don't agree with that one.
Andy Cortez.
Battlefield.
Andy says Battlefield. Battlefield is our 10-point answer.
Nice job, Andy.
Okay, God, cool. I'm just scraping the bottom of the barrel, man, every goddamn time. Tim. Bless is going to give me a 5-point answer out of nowhere.
Name a game franchise that lets you pilot an airplane, Tim Geddes.
Everybody's favorite, Crimson Skies.
Oh.
Tim says Crimson Skies. Crimson Skies is not on the list.
Shucks.
At 30 points, there's only one left. It was a 30-point answer. That answer, Ace Combat.
Oh,
sure.
Ace
yeah.
yeah.
That said, Crimson Skies was definitely our number 6, and I think our number 7 was actually Star Fox. And so, you're right there.
Just, Rogue Squadron?
I didn't see much Rogue Squadron, no. With that one, Andy got 10 points with Battlefield. Andy got 20 points with Pilot Wings. Ooh. Tim got 40 points with GTA. Greg got 50 points with Flight Simulator. Barrett, what's the current score?
Right now, currently in third place is still Greg Miller, but now with points on the board with 50 points. Ahead of him is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 90 points. And just a little bit ahead of him is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 120 points. Yes. Is he about to four-peat? Let's find out in these last couple of rounds.
He's on a roll.
He's on rolling, a roll.
Rolling, baby. Rolling around at the speed of sound.
I don't know what you did in the
office. Got places to go. Got to follow my rainbow.
Round number
four.
Name a character who belongs on the Mount Rushmore of video game mascots. Name a character who belongs on the Mount Rushmore of video game mascots. Greg Miller.
Mario.
Greg says Mario. That is our 50-point answer. Andy Cortez.
Sonic.
Andy says Sonic. That is our 20-point answer.
Fuck you.
Tim Geddes.
Pikachu.
Tim or yeah, Tim says Pikachu. Pikachu is not on the list.
I would have said Mudkip.
I would have said Eevee.
Like Mudkips.
We're back to Greg.
What? The number one Spartan Master Chief.
Greg says Master Chief. Master Chief is our 40-point answer.
God damn.
We're back to Andy.
Pac-Man.
Fuck you. God damn it.
Andy says Pac-Man. Pac-Man is not on the list. Tim Geddes. Name a character who belongs on the Mount Rushmore video game mascots.
Shit, dude.
Who's the mascot for Dreamcast?
Knights.
Shenmue. Oh,
no. Saturn. Oh, yeah, you're right. Seaman.
Yeah.
Choo-choo
fucking
Crazy
Rocket.
Taxi Man.
They still had Sonic.
Sonic wasn't on the list.
No, it was 20 points.
Oh, it was 20 points. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What did I say? Oh, Pac-Man wasn't on the list. That's crazy. That just happened.
I mean, look, this is another one. I just... Crash Bandicoot.
Tim,
that's the answer. That's
Bandicoot. Yeah. Crash is our 30-point answer.
You know what? Good for you. Good for you, you fucking perverts out there. I feel like I did that.
Over Sonic, though, is kind of crazy.
And you know what else is kind of crazy? Our 10-point answer, which is Kratos.
Uh-huh.
Our PlayStation-ass audience out here answering Kratos.
How far down was Mega Man?
Pretty far down.
What about Link?
Link was written in quite a bit, but not enough. Yeah, I think Mario, like the Nintendo audience, won Mario. High up there. Yeah, he was up there. With that, Andy got 20 points with Sonic. Tim got 30 points with Crash. Greg got 40 points with Master Chief. Greg got 50 points with Mario. Barrett, what's the current score as you go into the final round?
The current score going into the final round in third place with 110 points is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez.
This guy came
back at it.
Oh my
God. The rust off of him. In second place is Greg, CEO Senior Miller, with 140 points. And right ahead of him is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 150 points. It is still anybody's game going into the final round.
Separated.
Tim four-peat. Can Greg bring it back after a break? Let's find out. Everybody.
Separated by 10 points.
Tim.
Oh.
I'm peeking in through the door. He left it open. He left it open, Greg. Bro,
you this is where that you door need open. To just be the Bungle Squad, all right? Don't give the good answer. Leave the 50 points on the board
squad.
For me.
Bungle Squad. Our final round, round number 5. Name a video game character who probably has a lot of fan art.
Fan art?
Fan art.
Okay.
Name a video game character who probably has a lot of fan art.
Like fan art of this character.
Yes.
Cool. I'll make sure this character didn't make fan art. You know what I mean?
Oh, fair enough. I mean, it's on
the audience. However the audience took the question.
Yeah, but I don't think, fan art of the character.
A fucking little weird thing from Chicory.
I think it was just a dog.
Weird little fucking
didn't
thing.
Play it.
That disgusting fucking thing.
Not enough dodgerals.
We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
God, this is so hard, man.
I don't like the look Tim's giving me.
Yeah, it's this is a dirty game right here. This is a dirty answer right here.
I love it.
I don't want to go with the dirty answer, though.
Go with your heart. Or your cock.
Damn it.
Well, it's pumping somewhere.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to go with the dirty answer for all the perverts out there. D.Va.
Thank you. Good answer.
That is a good answer.
Not the direction I thought you were going to go, but that was
I don't think it's going to be on the board.
That was my second answer.
Absolute pervert. Andy says D.Va revealing himself. And let me tell you, y'all agree. That's the 20-point answer.
Yeah.
I would say for all the perverts, all right, out there, all of them.
Next up, we got Greg Miller.
He's got to go fast to rule 34. It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Greg says Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic the Hedgehog is our 50-point answer.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate it. You guys took my 2-1.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Tim Geddes.
Ah. Lara Croft.
Tim.
Good answer.
Says Lara Croft. Lara Croft is not on the list.
Okay. We've matured.
And we're back to Andy Cortez.
The answers so far are
2B and Sonic for the 20-point and the 50-point answer.
No, D.Va.
D.Va and Sonic, yes.
Thank you for just giving yourself away, Blessing. Because I'm going to go with 2B for 3 on time.
Oh, dirty business.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a free answer because looking back, I was looking at the wrong list. I have a different list for like answers that are later on. D.Va was part of the answer. So I'm going to give you 2B, which is the same amount of points anyway. I'm going to give you another guess.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's fair.
Yeah. So that's my error. So for clarity, 20-point answer is 2B. 50-point answer is Sonic.
Gotcha.
Andy's getting 2B as the answer.
I'm going to go, man, this is so fucking difficult.
It's not.
It's not.
And now, is it difficult because you can't come up with it? You're difficult because there's so many titties and cocks in your face right now.
I mean, I don't know whether to go the horny route or like the
horny.
Honest fan out.
Bet all on horny.
Yeah, I think Sonic is the only
fucking
meme
Sonic
answer,
and 2B are on this list. You fucking think of what you've seen on Google image search, sir.
Well, I mean, I would have expected D.Va, honestly, based on,
I have so many answers for this.
Okay.
Fuck.
I'm gonna go. No, don't say that.
I just love one.
I just had a random one that popped into mind that like doesn't make any sense. It would not have been on the list. It wasn't because I was ashamed of it. I was gonna say Nurse Joy.
You should be ashamed.
I'm gonna go with Samus.
Andy says Samus.
Not on the list.
Samus is a 30-point answer.
Holy good job.
Shit.
Horny.
Next up, Greg Miller.
Tifa.
Greg says damn, Tifa. Good, Tifa is our 40-point answer.
I'm getting this, played
he just won.
Out
he
here.
Just won. Yeah. He just won. A landslide.
He just won.
Man.
Tim.
I hate a fucking cookie.
What a comeback, dude.
There is one answer left, Tim, if you want to try and
one
get
answer
it.
Answer left.
So far, we've got.
Wait, is it 10 point or 20?
10 point. Yeah, we've gotten Tubi at 20.
As
Sam
your new
30.
Champion, after he fucks this up, I demand to be able to answer.
I'll go Pikachu.
Pikachu's not go on the Pikachu? List. What do you think, Greg?
Was it? It's too new, but Pan Am?
No, Pan Am's not on there. Okay. 10 point answer, Link.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was going to be my wholesome answer.
But they didn't mean it in a wholesome way. You know, they didn't mean it in a wholesome way.
Oh, really? I think so.
Link, get your Master Sword.
I think.
Bust it out, Link.
Bust it out, Link.
Bust that shit out.
The blood moon is gone for another month.
No.
Oh, God. Come on.
Oh, no. some fun facts for you on that one.
Your true champion is back.
I hate it.
I have some tiebreaker options. So, like, the sixth place answer with 72 votes would have been Lara Croft. Under that, you had Peach with 54 votes. Fucking perverts out here. Under that, you had Bayonetta with 50 points.
No Bowsette.
And then under that, you had D.Va with 50 points. No Bowsette. There was a few people that wrote about with Bowsette, but not enough. And then going back up to our number one question, name the one Smash Brothers Ultimate character you would recruit to fight others. Some of the tiebreaker answers. At sixth place, you had Mewtwo with 55 votes. Under that, you had Ganondorf with 35 votes. And then under that, Captain Falcon. With 34 votes.
The OG meme, baby.
So you weren't far away, Tim. But with this last round, Andy got 20 points with 2B. Andy got 30 points with Samus. Greg got 40 points with Tifa. Greg got 50 points with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Anything can happen in this game?
What's the final score?
After that complete devastating final round, in third place with 150 points, Tim motherfucking
Goddamn.
Andy, who really fell off. No. Right ahead of him in second place was Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez, with 160 points. And your champion returning is Greg CEO Sr. with 230 points.
Now, as is custom, the champion gets to make an address, all right? I know I've been gone a lot. I never get to come back. I have won, and I demand you all come congratulate me on Twitter. I don't get it. Whenever I win this fucking thing, I don't see nearly enough praise.
Nobody likes you.
I fucking won, baby.
Goddamn.
You're looking at the praise.
Tweet your favorite Sonic fan art at Tim. See if he got a come fast.
Holy shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been blessed. That's been Tim. That's been Andy. That's been Greg. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.